This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's head off to Gauteng, where she doesn't live, but she's visiting and gigging and making her way around the country. We welcome Mirka after a 12-year hiatus. Nashville-based artist Mirka returns with Phoenix, her 8th studio album. Ooh, I can't wait to play you a song with a good SA flavor off that Phoenix album a little bit later on, but let's first say hello. Mirka, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Brad, and thank you for that lovely introduction. I feel very welcome.
So now, when you're busy gigging and people are seeing you, they're saying, hello, Mirka, but now when you're in the USA, they're calling you Mirka. So you have to get used to both, right?
Yes, I still prefer Mirka.
Well, we'll do that. We'll keep it in the SA flavor. So you're out in Gauteng. You've been gigging there. Doing so again this weekend. You've been out in Cape Town. How often do you get to South Africa?
Brad, this is the first time that I've performed, quite obviously, in South Africa in 12 years. But my husband and I, Michael, we try to visit at least once or twice a year.
Nice.
So we come here quite often.
Okay, so it's not like you've arrived and you're saying, goodness gracious, wat het hulle in die plek gemaak? So at least it's not a culture shock.
It was, you know, we didn't come for 7 years. The last time we came to... Well, we came the first time again after 7 years in 2022, and it was quite different. I won't say it was bad. I just thought, wow, I saw some good things.
Yeah, well, that's nice. And your decision back in the day to head to the USA, I'm always just interested when people end up for a long time in a different place. What got you to the US in the first place?
There were two reasons. The first reason is... I used to be an Afrikaans singer when I was very young, and I was signed here and all of that. And then I started to write English music in 2008, and that was about the time that my paths crossed again with my now husband, Michael. And so I realized that my focus is shifting and my sound is shifting. That was the first thing. And the second thing is my husband, Michael, he's been living in the United States for 25 years. He's a South African as well, but he is blind. And so he has to function in a country that is more, I would say, geared for people with disabilities. And he's a software engineer. So anyway, our paths crossed again. And I told him, I said, I don't want to live in the United States. I want to live in South Africa. So he did. He resigned. He sold everything he had, and he came to be with me in South Africa in 2008. And then after about a year, he just couldn't find a job. You know, it was just difficult for him. And he told me, he said, listen, I cannot function to my full capacity. I need to go back. System there is more geared for people with disabilities. And I realized it was the truth. And the second thing was, he said, I think we can really give it a shot. Your music can work in the States. And yeah, so those were the two reasons.
And boy, oh boy, how right was he? Because you've been there living in Music City in the US and creating music there. What was the reception like? I mean, you've had a 12-year hiatus, so we can count back 12 years and before that already influencing the American audience with your music. How well was that received considering the South African flavor to your voice and your music? How well was that received?
They love it. They love everything about Africa, everything about South Africa. They love the accent. They love the stories. But I think most importantly, we actually carry a message of hope, whether we know it or not, or whether we want to think about it. We do. As South Africans, we've already overcome so much. And we are walking in it. Yes, there's still a lot of problems and a lot of issues and division and all of that. But we've overcome a lot. We've truly, I tell the people here, I say, do you realize what a light South Africans are? The warmth, the generosity, the kindness, the love, we never stop. We just keep on going. We will make jokes about everything, even if it goes bad, you know. But so anyway, that is, I'd say, the most significant part of what we bring to people like America, because they are struggling quite a lot now with stuff they've never dealt with in the past. And so, yes, that's the one piece of it. They think we're very funny. They just love the South African vibe.
Well, that's fascinating. I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, I know there's some artists that go out there to record and do their thing, but you never really know how they feel about the music. I want to talk about your new album Phoenix, because it does seem like a really good name after 12 years of not releasing music to be rising up again and doing something brand new. But what I really love is the song that's got a real South African flavor in it. We'll be playing My South Africa a little bit later on. But what I love is if I look at the title of some of the songs, and you spoke about hope, Mirka, it's like I'm seeing things like songs like Brighter Days and Love Overcome and Time for the Living and Sail On and Pray for Love. I mean, this is just carrying so much positivity.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Brad. Let me just say thank you to you. First of all, you are so thoughtful, and it's clear to me that you are that kind of person as well.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for asking these amazing questions. It's really, you really nail it. You're amazing. You're really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. The music. Okay, now I'm so focused on how well your question was that I'm a bit distracted. No, yes, I do. The Phoenix album, after 12 years, let me just say this. I had to walk away from music 12 years ago because my identity was in what I was doing. And I had to figure out who am I when I don't sing. And that thing really had to die. And over the years, it died. I never thought I would sing again.
Wow.
And I discovered who I was outside of that. I realized I really love to serve people and that we are not on stage to receive all this accolades and this, let's say, love from the people. It's supposed to be the other way around. So in a nutshell. But yeah, so Phoenix is significant because just like that, a bird, a symbolic bird that dies and then it rises out of the ashes and it comes forth in a resurrected life with life and hope. That is really symbolic for my life or journey as an artist.
Yeah.
And the songs, quite obviously, is a true reflection of that. And I've lived many things and I've been through many things, difficult things like most of us do. But it's how we come out on the other side. So this is, I write these deep lyrics. I tell people I understand where you are, but I always try to bring them through to a higher vantage point.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's why I have titles like that, because the song should bring up life.
And the recording process for a song like My South Africa, I'd be quite curious considering you recorded in the US and it's got a real South African flavor. We'll play the song for our listeners shortly. How did they go about producing it, being non-South African and African people, but still nailing it like that? I mean, was there massive input from you and Michael on that?
Yes, I can give my husband Michael all the credit. So let me just give you a little bit of a backstory on that.
Okay.
When Bruce Gage and Janie Kluwer are amazing songwriters, very accomplished, and I also work closely with them. I learn a lot from them. They came to visit me, and I played all the songs that I was writing, and they loved it. And then she phoned me, and we had a conversation. And she said, "Mirka, your love for South Africa is so evident. The way you talk about your country, the way you dress, the way you sing, even your rhythms has got that African subtleness in it."
Nice.
And she said, "You should write a love letter to your country." And so that's how that started, that song. But then Michael, when we met with the producer, Dennis Patton, who's amazing, he did a fantastic job. Yes, he's pure American, I think. You know, he's probably never been out of the United States. So what Michael did was he said, "Listen, I want you to listen to some of the music that we grew up with." And so one day we had him over and we played him Mango Groove and Johnny Clegg
Nice.
and PJ Powers and, you know, and Miriam Makeba and those kind of things. And he said, "We don't want that, but you must understand this is a big part of who we are." And so he started to work on that. And I think he did fantastic. And by the time we went to the studio, We recorded at the Blackbird Studio, which I don't know if you know the Blackbird, but
No.
it's an iconic studio. I always wanted to record there, and I had the wonderful honor to do it this time. And the musicians we picked too, they call them the A-list players. It's the top musicians in Nashville. They are just so phenomenal that they can just feel it, and they can bring it, and they can do it. So in the studio, again, we told them, guys, be free. Play, think Paul Simon, think Africa, just let it rip. And they did, they felt the freedom. But also, I have a friend in Jeffreys Bay, she's a music teacher, Michelle. I asked her, hey, do you have children there that can do the children's choir and an African choir? And she set that up for me. She had auditions. We
Beautiful.
take the kids to the studio. So that be, so we worked in three countries. On my South Africa, I think there were about 40 people involved in this song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they nailed it.
I would think they've nailed it too, and we'll hear what our listeners think when we play the song for them in just a few minutes' time. Just before we play the song and I greet you, for those that want to follow your journey, I've been on your website. They can see the music video for My Africa. There are other things there to see, pics of you, some videos that show the production and stuff behind the scenes. It's a massive education, but it makes you feel continental, it makes you feel international, and it makes you feel proud to be South African when we see you work and all the stuff happening behind the scenes. So for our listeners, how can they go and check out your website, and if they want to follow you, where do they find all your details?
Well, first of all, thank you, Brad, for your kindness and your encouragement. I really appreciate it. Yes, my website is Mirka Music of mirkamusic.com. And I've got all my ha social handles on there, Mirka Music Official, Facebook, Mirka Music. Yes, my biography, and people can subscribe to my. My email list. I love to connect with the people. Yeah, there's a lot of things there, and of course, my South Africa, the music video that we shot here in Cape Town is available on YouTube. It's Mirka Music Official, and I just want to say this song, Brad, is really I've come to honor my people. I come to honor my fellow South Africans, and I come to encourage them and to remind them that we are. The light, and that we are reconciled, and there's a future and a hope for us. And we go back to America, and we're going to launch there. But I will always sing that song. And let me just say this to you: the Americans that so far that has listened to this song, "My South Africa," they cry when they hear it
Sure.
because it touches them because they know what we've been through and how much we've overcome. So yeah,
Yeah, so
absolutely.
it's a story of hope indeed, and it's beautiful, and you can hear it in a few seconds' time. Mirka, thank you for your time. Enjoy your time still in Gauteng. I know you've got a show coming up, some shows this weekend. Enjoy connecting with the South African crowd, and enjoy hearing them roll the R of your name, because you've got just a few days left, and then you're all the way back to Mirka in the US of A. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for some great music, and to our listeners, go and check out that album, Phoenix. First, go and visit Mirka's website, where you can get all the details you need, and you can go and soak up her sounds. That's what I've done, and you owe it to yourself to do exactly the same. Mirka, thanks so much for hanging out with me. Thanks for great music. Thanks for coming back with a brand new identity and a brand new album. Knowing who you are and whose you are, and cemented in that truth, you're only going to go upwards from here. We believe it. And thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Brad. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best for you too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.